It's not about joining a movement. It's not about galvanizing a group of people. It's about searching yourself. It's about looking in the mirror and examining your heart, examining your motives, and trying to understand you, why you feel a certain way, why you react certain ways, why your emotions are here, why you do this, why you do that. Now is the time for you to do some soul searching, some deep dives into why you believe the things you believe, and understand what you truly stand for and stand for it. Understand what you stand for and stand for it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the True 7 Life Podcast. I'm taking out time today and using this episode to pause the True 7 Life Podcast to show support for the families, friends, loved ones, and everyone that has been impacted by the events going on in America. George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, Ahmaud Arbery, Tamar Rice, Eric Garner, Breonna Taylor, and too many others to name. We're taking out time today to shed light on a pandemic that's been present for hundreds of years. Through all of this, I must say that I have been able to realign and find more clarity and hear a clarion voice, and I have clandestine purpose in the reason for me being here. And it is clearly and precisely two things. It's to spread a message of love and continue to make a case and present the cause for Christ in all of this. Everybody has a responsibility, and I appreciate the fact, and I celebrate the fact that I have been able to more closely align with mine. Like many others, I've had many conversations in the last couple of days, and I decided today that I would just answer a couple of the questions that I've received and say my piece on it. I've been explaining the last couple of days that for many, many years, racism has not been my fight. I think it takes a village still to do anything. And everybody has a different role and a different purpose. And my purpose in the African-American community has not been the race agenda. Now that I find myself in my middle years and responsible for many others other than myself, race is an agenda and a narrative that I've been given a platform, and I must do what is within my power to make these relations better when we talk about this thing called race. So I took a couple questions from some friends of mine, and I'm going to answer these questions as candid as possible, and then I'm going to move on because I believe in more action than talk. And not that action is what everybody needs. Some people need conversation, but that's me. I need action, and not action from a check the box standpoint, but action from continuing to stay in the box and continuing to be courageous and have those difficult conversations and share the truth and love and make people aware and enlighten people and educate and empower and impact. So the first question, what do I think about what's going on? That's an interesting question. Oftentimes, I don't know what to think. But as an African-American male, I'm not surprised. Some people want to believe that there isn't any racism. I think it's clear and apparent with what's going on right now that there's still an issue. There are so many issues that the African-American community face that just get swept under the rug. And listen, I'm not playing the victim here by any means. I'm just stating the truth. A lot of people wanted to get answers. Here are the answers to your question. What do I think about what's going on? We all have biases. Everybody, every single person, every individual under the sun on God's green earth has biases, period. So if we can start there, and if we can recognize that, I believe we can start to begin to make progress. I'm a believer that the majority of racism, 51%, the majority, is a lack of awareness. It's just pure ignorance. It's not understanding, not knowing. Now, trust, there are some people that are knowingly racist, and this is what gets publicized and all of that. But all of us that have these unconscious biases, we have these biases based on limited knowledge because we don't know any better. And that's why it's important for those of us that should be having conversations. That's why it's important for us to have those conversations. I would like us to also understand that there doesn't have to always be a right or a wrong. There doesn't have to be a left or a right. There doesn't have to be an elephant or a donkey. It doesn't have to be one or the other. We can have conversations without it being this or that. Oftentimes, it's just an ear that is necessary, not an opinion, just an ear. And gain understanding. If you want to ask questions for a discovery purpose. First, seek to understand. We have to try to understand versus getting our point of view across. And we have to respect people's perspectives. We can't invalidate people's feelings. The way people feel is how they feel. We have to respect their perspective, be it a limited perspective or be it whatever it is, be it an uneducated perspective. We have to educate. And then let them come to their own conclusions. We have to respect people's perspectives. And again, we don't have to agree on everything. We're not going to agree on everything. And it doesn't mean we have to be mad at each other or not love somebody. We can disagree and not sin. We can disagree and not hate somebody. We can disagree and still be their friend. We can disagree and still be their teammate. Just because we don't think the same doesn't mean that we can't coexist. Get rid of this sensitivity and all these sensitive feelings around this person doesn't like me because they don't agree with me. Come on, let's throw that out the window. So what do I think about what's going on? It's sad. At the end of the day, it is a sad state of affairs. And it's unfortunate that we are here. But there are some conversations that are taking place that are going to make some people better. There are some things that are getting exposed that is going to make it better for a certain generation of people. It's unfortunate, but it's necessary for progress. Another individual said, "I don't know how you feel. What's it like to be black?" That's definitely an interesting conversation. I would say 2020 has been uncomfortable. And discomfort, it will make you grow or it will make you shrivel. Adults, and not just adults, but most people grow in times of discomfort. When we're comfortable, there's not as much growth as there is when we're uncomfortable. So this discomfort, this uncomfortable feeling that we're feeling in 2020, we have a decision to make. We can either cower and act like nothing's going on or hope and wait on it to go away. Or we can be courageous and face it head on and do the hard work and try to get somewhere through all of this. You can either cower or you can be courageous. What's it like to be black? All I know is I'm a human being. I don't have a great answer for this question. I'm just me. I am fortunate that I have the love of God in my heart. Because whatever I'm being labeled as, it allows me to know and understand that above everything, above being a male, above being an African American, above being whatever else someone wants to label me as, liberal, Democrat, Republican, whatever it is, I'm a child of God. And I hold to that. And that's the most important title that I can personally have. Nothing else matters to me. So what's it like to be black? Yeah, there are challenges. There's racism. There's all of that. But everybody has challenges. And I'm not trying to minimize racism as a challenge. But for me, and fortunately, because there are people that aren't in the same situation, it's a challenge. It's something that I have to deal with. But not unlike any other thing, it's not impossible to overcome. Next question I was asked, do I agree with the rioting, looting, and the criminal activity? This is an interesting question. And I believe the way that it is being presented has a lot of lack of empathy, insensitivities, awareness, education, the whole nine. Most times, individuals that want to engage in this conversation with me, we're ignoring what caused the current rioting, the looting, and the criminal activity. You can't dismiss that. You can't dismiss that a man was just killed and say this is worse than that. And yeah, I get the narrative of, but these people didn't have anything to do with it. Well, George Floyd didn't have anything to do with it either. So for me, the rioting, the looting, the criminal activity, I don't condone it one bit. And I would pray to God that I wouldn't be involved in it. And I don't see any scenario where I would. But what I do understand is people have to deal with their feelings the way they have to deal with their feelings. I was having this conversation with the individual, and I'm going to bring it home because George Floyd was a father. He was a son. He was a brother. What if it was your dad? What if it was your son? What if it was your little daughter? What if it was your sister? What if it was your brother? We don't want to make it that real. So people that are rioting, people that are looting, people that are doing these things, they don't feel like they have a voice. And this is their response. I told a gentleman that I was having a conversation with, what if someone was to do something to your loved one? What if they came up and slapped your wife? What would you do? You would retaliate. This is their retaliation. And yeah, it's not on the person that did the act, but there's nothing we could do to this cop. But trust me, these same people, if there was something they could do to the cop, similar to how you would respond to the person that slapped your wife, they would. And I don't want to make it divisive and all of that, but I have to bring it home so people can understand. So the violence, I don't perpetuate it. I personally don't stand for it, but America was built on it. Colin Kaepernick tried to protest peacefully. Didn't get him far. Sometimes, unfortunately, violence is necessary to get someone's attention. People aren't paying attention to peaceful protests. There's no threat. It doesn't make anybody uncomfortable. This rioting, this looting, this criminal activity, this retaliation, this eye for an eye mentality, understand, I'm not perpetuating it, but I understand, as you do, what happens as a result of it. And we're dealing with a generation of people, a group of people that are fed up. And this is, in their opinion, in our opinion, the only way to get a response, to get a result, to get answers. Do I condone it? Absolutely not. I can't even say, I don't even know if I can say I understand it, but I'm definitely not going to speak out against it by any means. And lastly, as I try to draw this to a close, another question I get, how do we fix it? And for me, there is no one single answer. There's nothing that we can say, go and do this, and it will fix it. Because what one person needs may be different than what another individual needs. What's good for some, or what's good for one, may not work for others. But I will say this. Take some time, some personal time, and sort through your feelings. Find out how you really feel about it. Because there are a lot of messages that are going on. There are a lot of our friends that are followers that just jump on a message or jump on a dialogue. And we don't know if we truly feel that way. I've had some conversations with some individuals, some white friends of mine. They were saying they went along with some things, but it didn't really feel right. So examine yourself and make sure you're doing and responding in a way that you truly believe in. Don't just do something because it's on trend. It's the right thing to do. Don't have your friends guilt you into going and protesting if protesting hasn't been your mandate. My mandate has been to love and expose people to Jesus Christ. That is my clarion purpose in all of this right now. That is it. Those two things. So when I have conversations with friends of mine, I have to have a conversation in love. When I have conversations with people that don't understand or quote unquote disagree or even people that may be trying to provoke, I have to have that conversation in love. From what I believe in, God loves everybody, every single person. That's George Floyd. That's the cop who had his knee on his neck. That's the cops that were standing around. That's every single person. And his desire is that every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Jesus died for everybody, every single person. And I am aligned with my purpose of presenting Christ to any and everyone that I can. How do we fix it? Don't invalidate people's feelings. Stop being so sensitive. Seek first to understand. And understand, there's a difference between not being racist and being against racism. It's great that we have a generation of people that aren't racist. So some things that we've done in the past, or some grace or some mercy that has been given, is starting to work. But it's not enough. We have to be against racism. We have to stand up against it. We have to get rid of it. We have to rid this world of it. And lastly, all of the work, in my opinion, that needs to be done, it needs to be done internally. It's not about joining a movement. It's not about galvanizing a group of people. It's about searching yourself. It's about looking in the mirror and examining your heart, examining your motives, and trying to understand you, why you feel a certain way, why you react certain ways, why your emotions are here, why you do this, why you do that. Now is the time for you to do some soul searching, some deep dives into why you believe the things you believe, and understand what you truly stand for and stand for it. Understand what you stand for and stand for it. Listen, guys, my goal today, as I started out, is to spread love, and I pray that every knee will bow and every tongue confess. At the end of the day, we're trying to give a voice to the voiceless. I would encourage you, if you made it this far, hear from some other people, hear different voices. I don't speak for the whole of any race. I don't speak for the whole of any community. I'm just one person voicing my one opinion of how this affects me and what my needs are. But everybody is different. As I said before, what works for one may not work for another. I'm just one piece of a very large puzzle. And I pray the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will be with you and will be with you always. Until we speak again, we love you. God bless our world, and God bless you.